Maseches Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2-3, Hakol Masik Lizraim, Inu Masik Leilam. All the things we list in the previous Mishnayos regarding what would divide a field of, let's say, grain into two separate fields for the sake of Peah, meaning irrigation canals, paths, roads, bore, the uncultivated land, near plowed lands, and Zera Acher, a different species, all those things are not considered to be hafsakot, dividers, when it comes to an orchard, a place where trees are growing. The reason why is because it makes no economic sense for a person to have big gaps in his grain field or his, you know, other kinds of, you know, kitnios, legume fields. One would pack it close together to maximize the space and efficiency of harvest. Whereas when it comes to trees in an orchard, so it makes sense to space the trees apart. It's normal. And therefore, it's not any reason to feel that a path running through an orchard would divide into two separate orchards. The Mishnah says, Ela gader, with the exception of a proper fence. A gader actually probably is best translated as a stone wall, in fact, or a fence. It must be 10 tfachim high, so roughly, you know, three feet, a meter high, waist height. If you have a wall that high, it would then divide between the different trees in the orchard, because that makes it clear that the orchard or grove, whatever it is, of trees, is meant to be divided in half. Vim hayaseir kosesh, if, idiomatically this means, if the branches of the trees commingle, they push against each other over that wall, eno mafsik, then it still wouldn't, the wall wouldn't divide the orchard or grove, whatever it is, into two halves. Elenosam peel akol, rather, if you've got the branches of the trees reaching over the wall or fence down the middle, and the branches touch one another, pushing against one another, that would make it as if it's a single grove or orchard, and one peah on one of the edges of the orchard would be sufficient for the entire orchard. Just to clarify, the word se'ar kotesh, also sort of poetic language, se'ar means hairs, and kotesh is, the word kotesh means to grind, as in what one does with a mortar and pestle. A machtesh is the mortar in which one grinds things. So literally it means the hairs grind together, but the idiomatically means that the branches push up against one another over the wall together.